It is Saturday, February 25th, 2 p.m. 26. Just as I write, the sun peeks through the clouds the first time today. I'm sitting in a cafe close to the main station, Basel. People read. People behind screens, small and big. The barista foaming milk, being a calm and gentle presence in the room. Occasional laughter. Someone sneezing. The tram passing outside. I observe myself, looking for the sweet spot between a receptive presence for observation and the danger to become distracted. Interesting conversations nearby attract me. I try to return to the question at hand. Who gathers here? What community is present? I have different perspectives to approach. For example, everyone is white. No, two POCs just entered the room. The barista has Asian features. Suddenly I feel racist. Probably was all along. Do I need empathy for this? Yet everyone is able to participate in such a sociality, has the knowledge and the habitus to move in such a place, and most of all, the financial capital to consume here. What place is it where students can study and disappear behind their screens? What needs do they pursue here? Connection, sociality, belonging. Also quenching thirst and hunger. Also a need for collaboration, maybe focus. Maybe the visit here serves the purpose of narrowing the means for distraction. All my projections. What do I know? Why am I here? To follow exactly such a strategy. I see plants and am amazed by their size. I imagine them being either old or well cared for. Or both. I can't write all the things that I'm observing and I'm a bit overwhelmed. I sense a tiredness in my body. This landscape can be very lonely. The presence of others prevents myself slacking. A form of social control delegated to those around me unknowingly. Maybe not very fair, but then again, they don't have to do anything. I sense a certain doubt or a fear rising that this exercise might be banal or superficial. I want to offer an experience. I'm afraid it might be a bit too focused on observation, that it might be too reflexive and too little connecting to other beings. That a landscape is always too abstract, a place always something one-sided, something you can relate to, inscribe yourself in, but only from your point of view. The place itself will never return to you, except maybe for an echo. The people will, maybe. If you tend well to the place, it will survive, maybe. Then again, you carry the place within you, its memory, a language, a way to move in a terrain. You can read the signs, blend in, survive. What does it mean to belong? A place where I can relax, where I know I'm being cared for, where I can meet my needs. I will be heard, I will be seen. I'm allowed and able to exist. Everything eventually breaks down to this. All the beings surrounding me, chatting, reading, working, will find themselves among those needs. Yet I feel another judgment rising, that I actually have no clue about what might be important to them, and suddenly this feels like a very nihilist practice. I can never know anything. I always have to inquire, ask, who are you? What do you need? What touches you in your innermost? How can I relate to you?